This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And it's chilly down here tonight, 45 degrees right now on one temperature thing here, and 44 on the other right outside the window here at the radio station. And we are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Don't forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, also, I just took a swig there. Also, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And that includes all the over-the-road truck drivers and all the snowplow operators and sander drivers that are out there tonight. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can follow us on our website, too. Some people have been chiming in that way, talking to us, which you can do. The Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, let's go over here to the telephone. And over there in the balmy, warm state of California, at least 10 degrees warmer than me, is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right. Hey, Captain.
What's the temperature?
Right now, 56 degrees, yeah.
Yep, you're a little bit more than 10 degrees warmer than me. Okay, well, you can rub it in tonight. By the way, last night I went out at 5:30, 30 minutes before the end of the show, started my car and warmed it up.
Oh, wow, I'll bet. Yeah, well, it's been pretty cold, yeah.
Yes, I was not going to get into a cold car. No, thank you. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States
of the United States
of America
of America
and
to the republic for which it stands one nation
under God
indivisible indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
That's it. And we emphasize the words under God because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, it got a little bit thick yesterday, and I'm sure the shovels were being used to fill the holes that were being dug, because a hilarious thing the Biden team is now blaming Joe's numbers crashing for is just absolutely off the charts. Did you hear?
What was that?
Well, the Biden team thinks that they've hit on the problem. At least this is the rationale that they're giving out to the media. It's just that poor old Joe needs a new communication strategy. That's all. They just need to explain him better than they have so far by trying to hide him as much as they can.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised, Captain. You know, they're trying to come up with something that maybe under normal circumstances might even be viable. But, Captain, I don't know how he could have a better communications team other than most of the mainstream media who have been touting how wonderful Biden is, or how wonderful he would be if he could just become president and replace Donald Trump and get us on the right track and manage COVID and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But even so, now, Captain, we're starting to see some in the mainstream media, certainly a lot of liberal commentators, begin to say, well, maybe he's not really, you know, doing okay. Maybe he's not really up to the job, et cetera, et cetera. And so it looks like some of the media may start to realize that not only are their ratings being affected, but their perceptions are being affected.
Well, here's the deal. They are actually trying to tell the media not to report on Joe Biden so much.
Well, right, because, again, yes, if he could, like as you mentioned, if they could get him to just sort of be out of the spotlight for a while, then, you know, and not have a daily dose of negativity, another failure, another foundering, another problem, maybe they feel that they could try to get some of those numbers up just by with the notion of Joe Biden and how wonderful, you know, his policies might be or his
well,
intent might be.
You hit the nail on the head with that one, because the problem is not his communication strategy. The problem is Biden and his policies, that Americans see Biden all too clearly now. They don't like what they see.
They don't, and also, by the same token, they're seeing that what Donald Trump was talking about, what would happen, what Biden would do, what the Democrats would come in and do, it's all coming true. And at the same time, as a sort of an ancillary thing to this, they're vindicating Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. And Kamala Harris is a Gapmeister because she does a very good imitation of this guy. Right?
Well, sure.
Yeah, she's whenever something goes wrong, she starts laughing.
Yeah, and that's, I think, you know, Captain, if, you know, people that play poker or these kinds of, you know, there's a thing called a tell. I think that's a tell that says, I'm nervous about this, I don't want to talk about this, you know, I'm not really prepared for this, or, you know, this kind of thing. This isn't going to play well, so I'll sort of laugh my way out of this.
And this is why Hillary Clinton is back in the mix, because of her experience. But if they bring her back, experienced or not, they're still going to get crushed.
I think you're right.
I know I'm right. The Democrats I'm talking to are telling me the last person in the world they want to see is Hillary Clinton. All right, hold that thought. Folks, coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And I think we'll get this this raw. We're just to take us to break. So have at it, Mr. Ron.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendover. Gigabyte really works, here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we appreciate everybody tuning in and all the different comments that we've got. I'll be mentioning some people here in a few minutes that have been chatting with us, both coming in off the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, as well as in the chat room and by direct message. And you can do that, too. The chat room is entitled The Captain's Group. Pretty simple. The Captain's Group, it's there on Facebook if you want to come in that way. Richard Marine is in there and a whole bunch of people. And George the Godfather's in there. Jeff's in there. Eric in East Tennessee is in there. I'm not sure if he's saying anything yet, but he's there. And then again, of course, you can also send us a message off the Captain's America Third Watch .com website, and it'll come to us. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, and there's not a day doesn't go by that I don't get somebody that doesn't ask me about the product and wants to know a little bit more about it and does it work, and they got this problem, they got that problem. I said, well, first of all, you don't know unless you try it. The whole purpose behind Relief Factor is it's not a major pain-type pill that you're going to take and it's going to knock you out like the medications do, because this is not a medication. It's all natural. There are no narcotics in this. So when you take this, you're going to get four different ingredients that are all natural. It's kind of like going to a natural health store, because the ingredients are going to be turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And what that does is it helps your body reduce the inflammation and the swelling that it's got, plus the basic pain that you're having, wherever you're having it, and it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on at the moment. I know it does it for me. Every time I take it, it works. And I take it twice a day religiously, and once in a while, I have to take it a third time because of the situation with the problems that I have, which are all thanks to my service. Thank you very much, either in the fire service or in the military. But anyway, talking about relief factor, it alleviates the pain right at the source. So check it out online. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. It only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. There's no joining a plan. There's none of this nonsense about you got to do this and you got to do that. You just get in there, you order it, $19.95. You try it for 3 weeks, and if it works, boom, you're on the plan and away you go. If it doesn't work, then you're only out $20. But you can do that. You can do that. And get started, because if you don't get started with this, you're not going to know whether or not it's going to work. And I'm telling you, I would not be telling you about this if the product didn't work, because after all you have to lose is pain. So, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, $19.95, and you're in like Flynn. All right, Kyle Warren and Professor of Politics, he's back with us. Say, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I have in my hands the generic congressional ballot. How about that?
Okay.
Now, the 2022 midterm elections are now 294 days away, and Republicans maintain a strong lead in their bid to recapture control of Congress. Now, the latest Rasmussen Report's National Telephone and Online Survey shows that the issues that are there that are driving people to the Republicans are, not necessarily in this order, Hunter Biden, big tech, inflation, the dirty secrets that President Joe Biden has been trying to hide, and it finds that if the elections for Congress were held today, 48% of likely voters would vote for whoever the Republican candidate was, Donald Trump or anybody else, and only 39% would vote for the Democrat.
Well, this is incredibly, you know, illustrative, Captain, of exactly what we see happening across the highways and the byways, the way people are perceiving what the Biden administration has been doing, the Democrat Party elite, and certainly the far left, which has colonized into the Democrat Party and is in many ways either calling the shots or threatening to call the shots or trying everything they can to call the shots. And people just have had enough of it, and they're ready to go vote again. I think people think they can't go vote fast enough at this point.
Well, here's the change that's happened. In January of 2018, before voters handed Democrats their first House majority in 8 years, Democrats held an 8-point advantage, 45-37, in the generic ballot question, just like the one I got in my hand. Then, in November of 2018, as the midterms neared, it was a statistical dead heat with the Republicans at 46%, Democrats at 45%, and in the final poll, before the Democrats won a slim House majority, while Republicans gained Senate seats to continue control of that chamber, this is 2018 now, it was 46-45. But we've got a situation right now where the Democrats have lost 14 points in the last 5 months. That's 3 points a month, right?
Right.
And the Republicans have picked all those points up.
Well, that's right. I think that's because, you know, the Democrats simply have lost any connection with folks across the highways and byways. They just don't seem to care what's happening to people from all walks of life, all different political party or political persuasions, certainly Republican and Democrat, because the agenda is the overriding factor here. And so that word that you were just mentioning too, the slim margins, there's not going to be anything slim about any of these margins once we actually get to the elections, should things continue as they are now.
Now, I will say this again for the benefit of the audience, because they're going to be hearing all about Chuck Schumer is going to bring to a vote again to get rid of the filibuster, because he's going to lose. I believe he's going to lose and be humiliated and I don't know how he's going to talk his way out of this one, but Democrats are pushing Chuckie Schumer, to begin with, to end the U.S. Senate's filibuster role. The problem with this is he is not listening to the voters who believe that this important distinction between the House and the Senate, the filibuster, is a rule worth keeping. And it's by a sizable majority of 12 points. Charlie's not listening to that. And all this is going to do is hurt him even more.
Oh, I agree. And the Senate is supposed to be a slower-moving, more deliberative body. That's how it was set up. It wasn't set up to be House number two, basically, and for good reason. But also, Captain, I do think that Schumer will try to get points or at least set up this notion that once the vote fails, and he's got to know that it's going to fail, he's not stupid. I think he understands that's going to happen. But he'll come out after that and say, it's a dark day for America because democracy is in peril if we don't get rid of the filibuster.
Please.
And so he's just setting that up so they can continue this narrative.
We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. And they need to get their heads out of their you-know-what because they're not telling the people the truth. And they keep saying this and saying this and saying this and saying this, and it's absolutely wrong.
Well, sure, but I think they're using it in the context that, you know, the Democrats represent, quote, democracy, and if they don't get their way and get rid of the filibuster, it just means that the big, bad, authoritarian Republicans are going to come in and take over everything, and no one will vote ever again. But what they really are doing, Captain, they're telegraphing that they themselves are, in fact, the authoritarians.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, get this, where the Democrats still have a very large lead, a 9-point margin, 49 to 40, guess who it's with?
Who's that?
Voters with annual incomes of $200,000 or more.
Interesting.
Therein lies another problem.
Yep.
The average Joe, blue-collar worker, doesn't give a rat's ass about those people making the big bucks for whatever reason they're making it. They don't care.
No, well, of course not. And again, I think that's part of the disconnect. You know, people with having jobs across the country and so forth, working very hard for a living each and every day, you know, expect that their party, their government is going to provide the right kinds of atmosphere, but they're not doing it at this point.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A little chilly where I'm at. By the way, down to 40.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA Radio News. The city of Chicago is fining businesses that are not checking the vaccination status of customers after rules went into effect on January 3rd. Breitbart reported Tuesday the businesses are required to demand proof for those ages 5 and older. The rule applies to indoor dining establishments, fitness centers, and entertainment and recreation venues. The AP reports Chicago's Business Affairs and Consumer Protection Agency has already issued 32 citations to 16 businesses. Voting legislation that Democrats have tried to push through is on track for defeat. President Joe Biden's own party is poised to let the bill fail as Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, the two holdout senators, are unwilling to change the Senate rules. And free at-home COVID-19 tests are available now. Go to covidtests.gov. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. My book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, overnight from 2 to 6.
There you go. And that's one of my most favorite liners of all time there with our police officer, sergeant friend that called in that night that they had all that stuff going on in Atlanta. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, we have had so many breaking news incidents at night that it's not funny. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, there you go.
you're absolutely right, Captain. And I remember a lot of these major events that we've spent time and getting the very first information about and getting it out there across the country. You never know when news is going to break on the Third Watch, but you can bet your bottom dollar news is going to break on the Third Watch.
And I'm going to tell you something, and I'm not going to mention any names, but there are a couple of morning shows that are heard on these stations and their network programs. And we talk about different things during the course of the night. We've talked about several things tonight that no one's been talking about. And I will bet you a dollar right now, a friendly bet of a dollar, that some of the stuff that we talked about earlier in hour number one and hour number two will be mentioned and will come back again on those morning shows that come on after we do. Want to bet?
Well, no, I think exactly. Yeah, I'll take that bet.
Because I heard it yesterday.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I heard exactly what we were talking about from one of the people that you and I have talked about before, and I just sat there and laughed. All right, here we go. I think we got Elliot from Wesley Chapel. Is that you, Elliot?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning to Kyle. Look, I want to run some things by you guys right quick. You know, the far left are attacking Newsmax for airing President Trump's speech live from Florence, Arizona.
More than Newsmax, now, my friend. They're taking America One News Now off the network come, let's see what, off AT&T and DirecTV come April 1st.
Wow. Well, you know, that sounds like a fight is about to brew. You know, one of the keynotes President Trump put emphasis on is on his first day back in office. He will deploy ICE all over America, including small towns, to round up these illegals up and shipping them back where they came from. That's what President Trump said. Now, it would be a full commitment to get that done, Mr. Trump. On that same first day, you need to deploy the active duty military as a show of force to take total control of the southern border. They are to remain there until we take 100% total control of the border back. Now, Trump needs to tell Mexican President Obrador we could go to war with the cartels who are sending massive amounts of drugs and human trafficking. Now, we need to go after cartel stash houses, shut them down, and assume ownership of the property. Mr. Trump, you cannot take back the southern border without a show of force in the air and on the ground. The military must act in unison or be bleached and lose this country at the border. Now, finally, remember, folks, the drug cartels hire ex-Mexican military soldiers and Mexican police officers. So over 90% of their forces are trained in some capacity with weapons. And plus, we have illegals that are going in and out of Mexico that are buying what they call military-grade weapons from America, and they're shipping them back. If you don't believe me, just look at Drug Inc., the players who are selling these high-powered weapons to the people across the border are on Drug Inc. Check it out. Thanks, Captain. Thanks, Kyle. Have a great day.
All right. And we talked about this a lot with our military guests as to what goes on in these cartel militias that are down there are actually armies, and some of them are better equipped than the Mexican army is, and in some cases our National Guard. Now, that doesn't mean that it has to stay that way or it could change very quickly, but they are an adept force, and if they want to exercise the weaponry that they have to do what the point is they're trying to emphasize, they can certainly do it, Kyle.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And something else Elliot was talking about, again, you know, you have people coming across this border, or you have the cartels involved and so forth. And, Captain, you know, I can't imagine any American citizen who wouldn't want to do all possible to make sure that people trying to come across the border to sell drugs, especially to our young people, that we wouldn't do everything in our power in order to make sure that that stopped. But unfortunately, Democrat Party elite, far left, they want to call you a racist or any other name in the book if all you want to do is make sure the border is secure. That doesn't mean no one ever comes in the country. It means that the criminal element can't come in the country. The cartels can't sell their stuff here. It's just terrible.
Well, if I were the president, I would declare war on the cartels, literally. And I would tell Mexico, okay, if you can't handle this, we're coming in. We'll work with you. We're going to destroy these cartels. We're going to tear them apart. We're going to bomb the bejesus out of them, destroy everything and anything we can find of theirs, and that's it. That's it. Either you're with us or you're against us.
Well, exactly. And then ask the president, how many kids is okay to have this kind of stuff coming across the border that literally either ruins their lives or kills them? How many? How many, Mr. President? In other words, put it in those terms so that when you do take action against the cartels or what have you, that the American people understand what's happening and the leadership understands what the American people expect.
Well, the Mexican authorities, police, military, the politicians, the ones that stick around, they're all on the take. All of them. They're all on the take. They get money from wherever it comes from. It could be George Soros. It could be Iran. It could be Al-Qaeda. It could be whoever it is that's given the money to get their IRC into the United States because they want to get that stuff that they got and get it into us through the southern border. And, of course, we never talk about the northern border because the Canadians, at least, if they're doing something right, it's the border. They don't stop at all, but they stop a lot of it up there on the northern border coming into the U.S.
Well, right, yeah, and it's a little bit, of a little bit of a different situation, of course, and a little bit different expectation, perhaps a different perspective, obviously. But, you know, so it's really twofold. You got to stop the stuff coming into the United States, and then we also have to make sure that our young people and our kids realize that they don't have to take this stuff. They don't have to turn to drugs or any of these substances. Because, in fact, Captain, when we get reports that there was enough fentanyl that they tried to bring across the border and they find it in a truck or they try, you know, however they're trying to transport it, and it could kill every living person in the United States, I mean, this is getting out of control.
Well, yeah. And by the way, the CNN fact checker has been ignoring all of Joe Biden's false claims from the Georgia voting speech, continuing their falsehood trends. People need to understand that if you're watching CNN, you need to take all of that with a grain of salt because they do not and they do not expect ever to tell the truth about anything. And when they do, we're all in shock, aren't we?
Well, of course. I mean, well, because it's agenda driven. It's no different, really, in so many ways, of different parts of the media and so forth that have an agenda. They've got to mold it in order to align with that agenda. And it's really unfortunate the way that everything has become politicized. In a country where it used to be Walter Cronkite would tell you, here's what happened, right? And people would have opinions about things. But nowadays, we can't even agree on what happened.
Yep. Now, another House Dem has decided to call it quits. This makes 28 that are quitting the Congress, Democrats, plus 11 more that are moving on to seek another office, either a higher office in the federal government or a state office.
Well, out west, Captain, I think they used to call that heading for the hills. Just, or getting out of Dodge.
Are you surprised?
No, not at all.
They know they're going to.
Yeah.
They know they're going to get hosed.
Well, exactly. Yeah, they see the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah.
They really do.
And I know it's been cold lately, and I know there's a lot of problems in some of these apartment buildings where they have a lot of the migrants living and whatnot in New York City. But a second deadly apartment blaze hit New York City this month, just the other day. Folks, it's dangerous. You got to keep your eyes on these space heaters. And for God's sake, don't put anything around them that could catch fire.
Exactly right.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Bible report here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Did we try loving, touching, squeezing each other? When I'm alone, all by myself, you're out with someone else. Loving, touching, squeezing each other. You're tearing me apart.
And that's a classic from back in the day there, Kyle, isn't it?
It sure is. That's from 1979 off of Journey's Evolution album.
Yep. Loving, touching, squeezing each other. Absolutely.
And that song is really cool because it's got such a cool, unorthodox structure to it. And it's really something.
All right. Speaking of really something, tell us about the weather out west.
All right, folks. Well, we are tracking, of course, several issues of freezing fog tonight. So especially if you're in the state of Washington near Yakima coming down Interstate 82, you've got a freezing fog advisory there. Over near Dayton as well, you've got a freezing fog. Now, this is along Highway 12, so you want to be aware of that. It also heads on down towards College Place. Over in Idaho as well, we've got some freezing fog. Now, this is going to be in the Twin Falls area coming up around all the way to Idaho Falls, maybe a little as far north as Rexburg. So you want to be aware of that. 4th of July pass, you've got 32 degrees and fog. So, of course, that's going to be freezing as well. And so you want to make sure that, of course, if you've got that, make sure to turn on your heated mirrors if you're going in through the freezing fog. Also, Cabbage Hill right now, good news there. It's overcast, bare pavement. Snoqualmie Pass, 34 degrees and rain. We've also got winter weather advisories near Great Falls, Montana, Helena, Bozeman, and Billings, and then wind chill up in the north of Montana tonight.
All righty. If you want to go somewhere where it's cold, let's try North Dakota. Coldest temperatures in the country are in the central part of North Dakota right now, way down below zero. The further north you go, the colder it is. No, thank you very much. But for the guys that have to be going there, either up and down 29 or across 94, boy, you better make sure your fuel is right long before you get there, especially coming out of the south with the fuel that's known to have a little bit of water in it, because it will freeze up there big time. Even with heated tanks, you'll freeze up if you've got any water in your tanks. Now, South Dakota, we've got single-digit temperatures, too, across much of the state. Minnesota tonight is colder than a well digger's butt. George is up there with three blankets on tonight, making sure he's staying warm up there at the console. And we've got Iowa, where we've got some cold temperatures, too. And over in Wisconsin, central part of Wisconsin, single-digit numbers there. We've got some weather up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, snow, Lake Superior, Lake Huron. Also, the western side of Michigan, up there about Traverse City, on the east side of Lake Michigan. We've got snow all along the lake right now, all the way down to the Indiana-Michigan line. So be advised of that. Now, moving on down, we have some freezing rain or in the Chicago area, freezing drizzle. So that's going to make life miserable. Same thing falls into play there. Guys with the heated mirrors, you're in good condition. If not, you're going to have a problem, as you well know. Now, moving down into Kentucky, we have a lot of very cold temperatures and some precipitation down there starting to develop. Also, the southern part of Illinois, there will be some precipitation developing there shortly, if not already. The southeastern corner of Missouri, you'll be seeing it down there, too. And the precipitation will go across all the way into West Virginia, and it's going to continue to move to the east. You're going to have I-64 to about I-40 again, that corridor. You're going to have a bunch of weather again, so be advised of that. And the temperatures are really cold in the south tonight. So we've got a freeze warning across most of the southeastern corner of North Carolina, the northeastern corner of South Carolina, Florida, from about one county north of me, up in Pasco County, all the way to the county line, all the way over to the east coast. Certainly a frost warning and a freeze warning, a hard freeze warning up there, Valdosta to Tifton, all the way over to Brunswick, Georgia. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, and folks, the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Make sure you pull on in there, become a member of the Drivers Club. And don't forget, you can also get a great cup of coffee there, too, or whatever it is you might want. This time of the night, you might want one of their breakfast sandwiches, or maybe you want a hamburger or something. They got all of the above. Try their deli as well as their sit-down restaurants. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Hello.
Good morning.
I didn't mean to make you fall off the chair. All right.
No.
Violence. Look, it sounded like it almost. Violence in the big blue cities is running amok, and it's been doing so with more and more of these criminals that are being just released. This guy who they're looking for in California that killed this young girl has got a rap sheet on the East Coast and on the West Coast, and he never should have been on the street. These damn DAs are turning him loose again.
Well, that's right, and it's not just the DAs, it's also the judges. This cat that killed this poor girl in the furniture store was a homeless guy. And it seems like the homeless are getting a lot more brazen as well. So, they're turning to some pretty disgusting, depraved crimes for whatever reason. And, California has been coddling the homeless for decades.
Did you see the money they were spending on the high rises to put these people in? Somebody's units for half a million. Somebody's units for $500,000 a piece.
It's been going on a couple of years.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. They're a protected class, just like the illegals are.
Jeez. Oh well. Mm-hmm. But by the way, the murder rate right now is the highest it's been in many of these big blue cities, especially the big blue cities, in 25 years. And they're shattering records right now with some of the numbers out there. This is just horrible.
It is horrible. And when you have a homeless population that is living in the volume of them the way they do, it tells you that you're having a collapse of civil society, a complete collapse. And California is spending billions and billions and billions of dollars to what end?
Yep. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we're going to see if we can get Jeff to take us to break here. So, Mr. Jeff.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.